back from recess. Mr. Reynolds is going to be about 15 minutes late on the probably the Bud properties. We've got a vast majority of the docket is the Bud. Robert and Valerie, you're here again. So why don't we do this? I'm going to wait till Jeff gets here for those. I'd like to take up the Dutch Country. Did you say that you haven't talked to him or you can't?
I've not done anything on his stuff here.
Okay.
The gazebo I can do, but then I still have to finish up the Baymont. So it's two different properties.
Come on up. If you would, please. Yes, sir. What's your name? Just right there at the podium.
Sanjay Patel.
Okay. And are you trying to work with a collector right now with some of your numbers on an income approach?
Yeah, sure. That should, I haven't tried yet.
He didn't give me any numbers. I've never seen him.
Okay.
Or talked to him.
Okay.
I know nothing about that one.
When did you purchase?
In 2018.
It wasn't a foreclosure or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
So how much did you pay for that when you bought it? You don't have to say, but...
1.875.
He's got
1.875?
It on here.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just bought it 3 years ago for that. Is your basis on a cost approach, I assume?
Yes, it's going to be cost approach.
Okay.
So all together on all the structures, I got about 150 rooms.
150?
If we're doing bathrooms and one
on this
per
one?
Room.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we'll get the card pulled up here.
Okay, hold on. He's just asking for the market price at that time. Are you doing some calculations on the room?
Yeah, that's what I was going to look at.
We have found that, especially this year, taking an average due to the COVID pandemic, that it's really helped a lot of hotels to provide income figures if they choose, and it has substantially helped them on their valuations. It may or may not in your case. We've tabled them, but we're trying to get through these. We've tabled them and let you talk to them sometimes, but I, you know, right now, if you just bought this 3 years ago, I want to get. Are you doing a short calculation here, I assume?
Yeah, I'm doing a short one.
Okay.
So about what do you charge a room at this point? Are you in the below 60? Between
weekends, it's like above 60. Weekdays, below 60.
Below 60?
Yeah.
Okay. So based on that, and we've got you on BOE 2021-341, we have 150 rooms.
It's not all operable right now.
Well,
yeah.
Based on 150 rooms times 13,000, that brings you to 1,950 even.
Which is right about 40 paid, 1,875.
Yeah.
What?
Is that different from what the...
She just did a short calculation based on a room rate on the income approach like we've been doing on some
like
of the
we've
others.
Been doing with all the others. And we based that on this hotel appraisal that we had done in April. So.
But, I mean, if you just bought it... Well, he bought it in 18, I guess. But...
We got to restart that computer. It's having issues.
Okay. What's your thought, Greg?
Well, I was going to ask if I could see the history on it. But,
what number is that one?
We're trying to see the evaluation, or what was it at last year?
1.875.
Is there a BOE decision? Or is that just...
Yes.
That was way back in...
He said he bought it in 18.
But he's saying the BOE decision is old.
Okay, so there hasn't been a BOE decision on this?
No.
Okay.
I cannot unplug my laptop, but...
You're unplugging me?
No, I can't unplug you either.
Any thoughts, Craig, or you want to wait and see?
Well,
He's got it right there.
I can't unplug the laptop, it'll shut down.
Okay. $1,875,000. It was $1,875,000 last year. The calculation is almost about the same.
Yeah, $1,950,000 even.
Considering what most of the hotel people went through last year, I would make a motion to keep it the same, $1,875,000.
Same as last year?
Yes.
So the motion is to reduce the value, the assessor's value, to $1,875,000. Is that correct?
Correct.
Second. Motion on the floor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Did you have another property?
Not in here.
Okay.
Not in Branson. It's in Lebanon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Telephone. Chateau. Okay, that's Chateau Cove. That's another. I was trying to think if we have any more in persons. Are all of these, Valerie? Are all of these? Everybody here's with you. No. What are you guys here?
Tanya Marcy, VHB.
I'm sorry.
Tanya Marcy, VHB, and some of my neighbors.
Similar properties to Valerie and Rob.
Okay, are they also on the docket this afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's my understanding, Valerie, that we still have the classification issue, which we haven't made a decision on as a board yet for all of the properties, but do you also have some valuation issues?
Right. We do. So
let's bring it up.
Can I just share with you what...
Sure.
Do you want to wait until...
Well, do you,
I can't do anything.
Oh, he can't do anything, so we've got to wait, guys. We've got to wait for him to come back.
And before we do that, I want to take a 5-minute recess for you to look at why those would be different, so you can see.
Well, that's just on the. That's on the.
Well, that's what you're getting to the root of with the buds. Why there's two cards and stuff.
Well, no, there's one card. We've got a second card.
Okay.
We've done one.
Right.
This is what I got. This.
They are the.
Does that one say DIVCO on it, or does it, what's
and
the date?
The BMA investments are all the BMA investments are right behind.
Yeah, it'll say it in pink
issue.
Right on the front above your name.
There's 21st.
Yeah, that's the one came from DIVCO.
We never got anything else. When we sent in the original appeal, this is what we sent.
Right.
They're here. We got a lot of properties.
I understand.
And then we can do the telemarketing or the
teleconference.
Telemarketing. Oops. The telemarketing.
I like the initial marketing.
Yeah.
We did start the telemarketing.
I did. Okay. With telemarketing. Well, you're hearing the recording, so. We are telemarketing because, yes, we would like more of your tax dollars. Why did they hang up on me? I don't know why they hung up on me. I told them, anyway. I told them I was from the government. I'm here to help. I know I've already used that one already in our 40 hours of deliberations in here. So, okay, so what are we coming to conclusion in here on?
They have some issues with the cards that we need to talk about on the
We have had talks about your issues with the cards. So, and I understand. I don't want to take away from what you have to share. So, is that what we're just getting to?
Pretty much, because they're the only ones here in person. The rest are teleconferences.
But
there's two groups: the Buds group and the BMA.
Yeah.
BHB, LLC.
Or BHB.
And you have about three of them, right?
One, two, three, four, and then our own
Okay, as far as you're talking cards today, right now, I'm sure you have a classification issue, right? Okay.
I don't know what the number, new number is, if there's a new number online, but I have mounts that went from like 38% to 150% raises, so.
Do you have your cards?
Mm-hmm. Yep, let's, come on up and we'll, I'm trying, but you guys are not under the BUDS, correct?
No.
Okay.
This group right here.
Okay, D17. Got it. I'm with you. BMA Investments.
Right.
And so, we have three of yours.
So BMA is my cousin, Kelly and Paul Marsink.
Okay.
I am Tyann Marsink and then VHB LLC.
Okay.
Okay. And the cards I have would be mine and my cousin's, and then the other folks are my neighbors. I said I'd talk for them, but I don't have their cards. So.
Okay. So can, let's just go by property here.
Sure.
I got 9305 Branson Landing.
No.
BMA Investments?
They don't have anything on Branson Landing.
This boardwalk says it's, BOE number 317, BMA Investments 9305 Branson Landing.
That's not me then.
Okay. But you are on the docket, right?
Yes.
VHB?
Yes.
Ah, 327.
155 Canyon Crossing.
Yep, that's one.
What page is that one?
Page 10.
Okay. And then we got 329 Lodges at Chateau. And then are you taking care of Jeffrey and Ashley Silverman?
Yep.
Okay, I see Tyann. Okay, so those, well, and then we got
Josh Luttrell and Paul and Kelly Marsink.
Got it.
Paul and Kelly have one, two.
Yes, two.
Two, okay.
All right. So, okay, let's get started with 327, that'd be the 155 Canyon Crossing. Is that okay? So, I can read, I don't know if you have an address on it or you need me to read you a parcel number.
I got it.
Oh, you got it. Awesome. Okay, so what's the valuation that you have on your card?
It says assessed value of $72,100 on commercial, $5,700 on residential for a total of $77,800.
Just so we're all singing out of the same songbook here, can you give me appraised values?
It says $255,320.
And that's for 2020 or 2021?
2021.
Okay.
Okay. So, the county has you on at 277,377. Okay. So
what was it last year?
So last year was 245,752.
So the 255 number is probably just a factor increase, I'm going to guess, on the card. Okay. On a residence.
Okay. So I know we've discussed this at length. Help.
First of all, I guess you probably know this, but across the county we had a residential factor increase. All of us up here, everybody. Residential got an increase based on a factor of 2.58 on residential property. You found out now about the 277, but are you asking, are you okay with the 255 as a valuation for the property that's on the card? Or I understand you're objecting to the, because you didn't get notice of the 277, mm-hmm. 377, that you're objecting to that. But the 255,320,
as a total, I'm
right,
fine with
as
that.
An appraised value, you're okay with
that. 255,320 total is fine, as long as it's all residential.
Okay. Well, the classification issue.